This is the BBC Home Service.
This is madness, you hear me? Madness, madness!
The man is, of course, referring to the highly esteemed Goon Show. Mr. Greenslade, tell the eager multitudes of the goodies we have in store for them.
Ladies and gentlepong, in keeping with the policy of our more popular Sunday newspapers, we give you now a nice soggy mess of vice, drunkenness, and worst of all, the shame of our cities.
Mixed fretwork glasses.
Thank you, Geraldo. To commence this night of debauchery, we present the world's mixed bathing champion of 1931, the man in black, Mr. Valentine Dial.
Allow me to correct you, little pygmy man. I am no longer the man in black. I am now the man in gray.
What brought about this change?
A very cheap dry cleaner.
Very well. Mr. Dial, the floor is yours. But remember, the roof is ours.
Thank you, Barbara Kelly. Ladies and gentlepong, this is the man in black speaking. A funny thing happened to me on my way to the theater tonight. A steamroller ran over my head. So much for humor. And now, pray allow me to tell the story of... No! The canal.
My name is Neddy Seagoon. I come from mixed parentage, one male, one female. And that's how it should be. Yes. My father was the famous amateur brain surgeon, Lord Valentine Dial.
Neddy was one of my adopted sons by one of my adopted wives. In 1899, I built for my family a huge mansion.
It was only a luxury manor, but it was home to me.
On the roof, and I am a daisy. I must be careful of that cow.
My children. The manor was a grim, black, foreboding place. Hanging in the eaves were myriads of red-mouthed bats that nightly danced in the dank air that arose from the oily waters of the canal.
That's my daddy, you said.
The Canal, Chapter 1. Ned Seagoon returns from college.
Oh, my life. I didn't have party up on this driving seat. Oh, I should never have come out naked.
I say, driver, have I far to go now?
Hey, let's have a look. No, I shouldn't think you got farther going.
Isaac, why are we stopped?
It's no good, mister. I can't see a thing in this fog.
Never mind. I'll make it on foot. Farewell! Now. Ah, yes. This is the way. Past the old blasted oak and down...
Help!
Where are you, mister? Here, catch. Hup. You forgot your bag.
Anybody about? Mother.
Mother. Mother, I'm home.
Oh, Mother, I'm so glad to see you, dear old mummy. Oh, Mother. There.
Pardon me, sir, but I'm the butler.
Neddy!
Father!
You are father, aren't you?
Do I have to undress?
It's just that you've changed so much. And, dear listener, changed he had. He looked tired and weary. His eyes were sunk back in his head. They were bloodshot, watery, and red-rimmed. What had caused this?
Neddy, we've bought a television set. But what are you doing back from school?
My schooling is completed.
Oh, nonsense. You've only been there 43 years.
Nevertheless, I came out top boy in the entire kindergarten.
Really? Then it's politics for you. Neddy, now that you're home, promise me one thing.
Very well, Father. I promise.
Thank you. See that you keep it for your mother's sake.
Ying tong idle I pearl.
Good. Promise me one more thing. Never, never go near the canal.
Why not?
Just never go near the canal, that's all.
Now, you must be tired. You need rest. Eccles!
You? Did my daddy call me?
Eccles, get your things out of Neddy's room.
Okay, daddy. Come on out, shoot. Good night, Neddy. Sleep well.
That night I lay in bed with a clothes peg on my nose. What had happened to everybody? Don't go near the canal, he had said.
Don't go near the canal.
Right. He's asleep. Hand me the mallet, Doctor.
Here.
Right.
Ooh! The Canal, Chapter 2.
One, two, three.
The Canal, Chapter 3.
Hello. Lloyds, about that life insurance. Yes, on my son, Neddy. Well, it appears to have matured. You'll bring the money round? Right. Thank you. No, not tonight, dear. £40,000 just for throwing little Neddy in the canal.
Father, I...
Neddy! You've been playing in the canal. I told you to stay away. Eccles,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
back.
Okay, come on, all out. Get out. Shoot, come on. Shoot. Over there, come on. Up, now. All of you out, out. Well, here's your clothes pegged.
I'm a daisy. Father's a plum. That's why we stoned him. I hear music and there's only Max Geldray there.
Thank you.
Canal, Chapter 4.
Bow wow! Bow wow! Where's that naughty pussycat? Bow wow! Bow wow! Bow wow!
That's Granddad. These 3 days I've been kept locked in my room. I pass the time cutting the grass under my bed and feeding the monkeys. At night I can hear digging in the cellar. A thought has just struck me. What has become of Mother? Dear Mother, she was like one of the family.
In here, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Yasaka. Mary, I brought two freshly released physicians to see you. Dr. Yakamoto and Dr. Justin Eidelberger.
But there's nothing wrong with me.
That is why we are here. It's a German joke, you know. Dr. Yakamoto, the treatment.
Oh, yes. At once, Anawala sa. Would the Anawala Neri Sigun please put Anawala feet into this delicate 30-ton iron container?
Do as the little Oriental says, Neddy.
Very well, Father. I'm going.
Good. Now then, we pour in the concrete mixture, so...
Oh, yeah.
I have the clean socks on the
You see, Neddy, the doctors say when the concrete blocks set on your feet, you won't be able to run away and play near the canal. Hello, Lloyds. I want to add to that last policy on my son, Neddy. Yes. Yes, I want one that covers him in the event of him ever putting concrete blocks on his feet and throwing himself in the canal. Yes, I know it's not likely to happen, but just in case.
The Canal, Chapter 5. The Canal, Chapter 6. The Lock Keeper's Lodge.
Yes, help, yes. Dear.
Henry.
What is it, Henry?
There's a gentleman in the canal, Henry.
Oh, thank you, Minnie. Good night, Henry.
Henry, he said help, Henry.
Help?
Yes.
That's the distress call, isn't it?
Oh, yes. He must be drowning, Henry.
Oh, dear. Pardon me, sir, but can you keep afloat till next Tuesday?
What's the day?
Friday. We're coming, sir. Hurry, Minnie.
Coming, buddy.
Have you turned the gas off, Minnie?
Yes, I've turned the gas off. Yes. I wonder who he is.
Yes. What is your name,
What's
sir?
What's your name, buddy?
Emmy Seagull.
Oh, we're very, very pleased to meet you. My name is Cran, Henry Cran, and this is Miss Bannister. She's one. Don't do that, sir, or you'll drown yourself. Oh, dear, this fog. I can't see a thing in the fog, you know.
Where are you, sir?
In the canal.
He's in the canal.
Oh. Mr. Seagoon, follow these instructions and you'll be safe. Hand me the life-saving manual, Minnie.
There you are.
Ready?
Yes.
Hurry up, then.
Yes, hurry up.
Mr. Seagoon?
Yes.
Take three dozen eggs and break into a bowl. Mix in 8 ounces of caster sugar, then stir over a low gas.
I haven't got a gas stove, really.
Here. Jack!
Thank you.
Right. Now then, add 4 pounds of millet flour. And bring the mixture to... Minnie?
What?
This isn't the swimming manual.
We've got the wrong book, Mr. Seagull.
Oh, what did I do with all fixture.
We'd better go in, Henry. It's a shame to waste all that food.
Yes.
Coming back. Coming here.
Yes, sir?
Oh. Good evening to you. Is this the manor of the place where lives the Valentine Dalman? Is it the place where it is? Is it then?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I am from the Lloyd's of London, the well-known insurance company. I am their junior representative. Feels in pocket, produces smart calling card.
Oh, come in, sir.
Enter the new blue bottle. The new blue bottle wearing city gentleman type striped trousers and Anthony Eden Humbug. Really, Dad's trilby painted black.
Have you wiped your feet, sir?
Yes.
Then where'd that mud come from?
Of my shoes. I made a little joke, you see. Pauses for audience applause. As usual, not a sophomore. Was going to use rude word, but changed his mind.
Now, what's your business here?
I have come to pay the insurance on the recently drowned and deaded Neddy Seagoon.
Did you say insurance?
Yes, yes, I have.
Splendid. There, just sit down and warm yourself by the candle. Ellington, entertain the gentleman.
Certainly. Here's the dance of the, Seven Kilts. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes, sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. That's my boy Duffy. Tell me some more, tell me some more. Jingle bells. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. That's how I am, so what can I do? Sometimes I'm happy, slap, hap, hap, happy. I'm happy when I'm with you.
Thank you. I accept your apology. Now, Lord Dyle, the solemn business of paying out the insurance money. Moves left, opens official briefcase. Not too wide, as I still got my dirty laundry in one compartment.
It's £40,000, isn't it?
Yes, yes, but it is all in pennies.
£40,000 in pennies. Eccles!
Your daddy?
Your hat, lad. Just hold it there. Now, Mr. Bluebottle.
Right. Now to get...
It's in the cabinet by the bed, dear. Carry on, carry on.
What was that dreaded scream, sir?
Oh, that was my eldest thing. Now, count out the money.
Yes. One, tuppence, threepence, fourpence, fivepence.
Chapter 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11.
4,832 pennies. Roll on, Betty Bass. 4,833 pennies. 4,800... One penny, two pence, four pence.
Holla!
Niddy, you!
Yes! Come on, all out, shoot! Come on.
Pardon me, did you say that this was Niddy?
Yes. Why, Niddy, you're safe, dear boy. Thank heaven. We thought you were drowned, didn't we, Mr. Bluebottle?
Yes. Well, you will not need this dreaded money for him drowning. Thinks, this will save Lloyd a lot of money, and who knows, a managerial job for Bluebottle. Thinks again, thanks to Brains, the new wonder head filler. Well, I must be going. Good night, everybody. Exit left.
Curses. Now, little Neddy, you've been playing in the canal again. It's got to stop.
I agree, Father.
Silence when you talk to me. Now go upstairs to your room and come down at once. I want to talk to you.
But I can't move, Daddy. These concrete blocks at my feet.
We'll soon have them off. Eccles!
Did my daddy call me?
Put these sticks of dynamite into his concrete blocks.
Okay, my daddy knows what he's doing. Eh? I light the fuse. Now in 10 seconds' time, there's gonna be a dirty big...
Yes, yes. Neddy, wait outside in the garden, will you?
Yes, Father.
Come to the garden, Maud, for the black but night has flown. Hello, Lloyds. Yes, a new life policy, please. I want to insure Neddy in the event of him ever putting concrete blocks on his feet, blowing himself up with dynamite, and landing in the canal. Yes, I know it's not likely to happen, but just in case.
Chapter 12. The Canal, Chapter 13.
There. That's the lot, Lord Dyer?
Yes, £40,000. Poor Neddy.
Yes, it was funny him falling in the canal again so soon after when I had left. It is a good job you ran after me, isn't it?
Well, good night, Mr. Bluebottle. Thank you for... You!
Yes, me! Shoot! Hold on, hold on, come on. Hold on, 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 hold on. Father!
It is little Neddy. Oh, well, well. Could I have all the money back again, please?
No! Hands up, all of you!
Oh, he's got a gun!
Eccles!
Yes, Daddy?
Take these two men and chain them up in the... dungeon.
One over there, one on that leg, one on this leg. Oh, they're not too tight, are they?
Eccles, do you realize what Daddy's trying to do?
Oh, yeah. He's trying to keep you away from the canal because Daddy loves you. And he don't want you to get drowned.
No, no. He wants to kill us all. And that includes you.
Oh. Oh!
I'm fretted.
So am I.
I don't want to be dead yet. I've had my half day off this week.
Quiet, Blue Bottle. Now, Eccles, undo these chains and help us capture Father before he kills us all.
Okay, okay.
Right. Now, this is the plan. We go...
Someone has closed the dungeon door from the outside. We are trapped.
Curse. He's locked us in. Never mind, we'll batter the door down. Where's something with a blunt head?
Here you are.
Put me down, Eccles. Put me down. I shall charge the door and smash it down.
Good man.
Stand back. Here I go. To match what I was splitting the door. Charge!
Good work. Now listen, both of you.
Yep.
We've got to think quickly.
That leaves me out.
We three are going to throw Father into the canal.
Chapter 14.
Help!
You devil of fire!
You didn't think you could, man.
Why, you weren't my god, let me go! Help! Who did that?
Last chapter.
Hello, Lloyd. About the life insurance I took out on the four gentlemen.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, and Valentine Dial with the Redington Quartet and Max Galbraith. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.